As in thought of on discussing of auxiliaries or the auxiliary verb, the verb something like that, shall, will, can, may, must, or to. So this can also be termed to be as the defective verbs, because they cannot be used in all kinds of tenses and moods. So the verbs or the auxiliary verbs are be verb, that is am, is, are, was, were. Then your have verb, that is have, has, had. Do verb, do, does, did. Then shall, should, will, would, can, could, may, might, must, ought, need, dare, used. So these are all being the auxiliary verbs. And the most important thing is this on the usage of the auxiliary verbs, that is am, is, are, was, were, where it is depending on the sentence, where it should be, that is the verb be. Then have verb, like have, has, had. So it is also depending on the sentence. Then do verb, depending on the sentence, that is do, does, did. Can, could, in the sense of ability. And then in the case of permission, possibility. Then if could, you can use it in the sense of a transitive verb to denote permission and to denote condition. May, it can be used to denote permission, possibility, wish or prayer or purpose also, might, permission, suggestion, possibility, wish, purpose. So these are the basic things. Must and ought. So must, it means that it is compulsion or necessity. For example, he must leave this place today. Whereas ought, it means that you what something like that of your duty. You ought to read this book. So must, you can also use it in duty and obligation, in determination, in certainty, in prohibition. And ought, it has been used in the sense of both, in the sense of a transitive verb. For example, he ought to have done this. So that means, in other words, you can take it in the sense of duty. Need, it is in the sense of your necessity or obligation, and that it can be used in different way, like you need not stay here, or need he stay here? No, he need not. So it can also be used in this way also. Then in the actually need, it can be on the sense of required or stand in need of, something like this. Then shall and will. So shall, it has been used in the sense of command, in the sense of promise, threat, determination, compulsion. Whereas will, you can use it in the sense of your willingness, promise, threat, determination, and wish. Then should and would. Normally, should and would, it follow the rules of shall and will. So should, it expresses, that is, duty, a future event, supposition or condition, then purpose, then something like an idiomatic use. For example, I am quite sure of it. That is, it means I should think so. Then in concession, would, it is also been used that to express a wish, then to express a condition, to express determination, to express past habit, to express willingness in the past, to express a future event, to express a polite order. Dare, we generally use that in the sense that he dares you to do it. That is something like it means challenge or defy. So that is in the sense of dear, it can also be used in the sense of something it means perhaps or probably. That means I dare say she would come. Next, it is being used to, that means with which you are, however you are being acquainted. That is, we call it to be as they used to, with what was repeatedly seen or done during a period of time in the past. So this is used to, in other words, you can say it is accustomed to. So these are the basic rules in the case of the auxiliary. So based on this, there are also certain other rules have been there. But however, this is the basic. That means an auxiliary is a verb which is used in conjunction with other verbs to form tense, moods, voices, etc. It's all being the grammatical things. However, but just to take a note of it, these are the certain auxiliaries of the modal verbs. So just to go through the book, these are the basic. So it can be done. So the basic, a little bit problem it has been over here regarding of your shall and will, that you have to remember, because it is quite been a little bit, it has been full of confusion. So shall and will, you have to remember that, then should and would. So shall, I do repeat, it is being at command, promise, threat, determination, compulsion. It is generally, it has been used over here. Will is also being on general, it is used as willingness, promise, threat, determination, and wish. Should is also being used as duty, future events, a position, a condition, then your purpose, idiomatic phrase, a concession. Would it is being to express a wish, to express condition, to express a determination, to express some past habit, then to express some willingness in the past, to express a future event, to express a polite order. So these are the things that you have to remember. It can be given in this way, that fill in the blanks with this, whatever auxiliary verbs with this and this, or might it can be given that choose the correct alternative. So in some of the cases, what the pupils they do, that whatever they are feeling like, they are writing the answer, but that has been wrong. Little bit you need to go through the rules, but however, this is the basic thing. If you just go through it, it will be done regarding of the auxiliaries and modals. Thank you.